USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hundreds of people paid their last respects to George Floyd at a funeral service in Houston. Former Vice President Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for president, spoke to the service through a video message about conversations he had with Floyd's six-year-old daughter, Gianna.
Why in this nation do too many black Americans wake up knowing that they could lose their life in the course of just living their life?
The Reverend Al Sharpton spoke for about 40 minutes at the funeral.
There is an intentional neglect to make people pay for taking our lives.
Reverend Sharpton said those responsible must be punished.
Lives like George will not matter until somebody pays the cost.
He said we're fighting wickedness in high places. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A Republican senator is drawing criticism after saying Americans were getting too much unemployment stimulus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says extra unemployment benefits meant to help people are now causing problems.
As it appears, most recipients are being paid more on unemployment insurance than they were when working. This, of course, discourages people from returning to work or taking a new job, thus delaying the recovery.
Grassley, opening the Senate Finance Committee hearing, also says the money was poorly targeted.
In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy says up to 50 people can now get together inside and 100 outside following a decline in coronavirus numbers.
With more and more of our businesses reopening, we are no longer requiring you to stay at home, but we are asking you to continue to be responsible and safe.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Even though the stay-at-home orders from the coronavirus have been lifted, many people are still reluctant to go out in public. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
New Yorkers, it seems, are in no big rush to go back to work. New York City entering a Phase 1 reopening yesterday, but streets and stores remained quiet through most of the day. Many New Yorkers say they'll keep working from home as long as they can. Others say they're still afraid to get on public transportation until there's a vaccine for the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The president is making plans for big rallies once again as he gears up for the November 2020 election. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
President Trump is itching to get back on the campaign trail, and RNC Committee Chairman Ronna McDaniel says the president will resume full rallies soon.
People want to get out and rally. They want to get out and start campaigning and being part of this election for this president, and the enthusiasm for him is through the roof.
President Trump has not held a rally since early March because of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. McDaniel also telling Fox and Friends that precautions are being planned, including temperature checks for rally attendees. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Check us out on Facebook or Instagram, or log on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.